Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Time for another episode of the DJV Health Universe. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from his encapsulated. He's not taking the pocket rocket with Dr. Bezos or Richard Branson. I wonder what that. We should talk about that at some point. Now, what does that do to your body?
I'm obviously not a billionaire, so I'm not in that.
No, right, not in that category. It costs a lot of money to take that ride. Dr. Ken is practicing at his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mondura, Florida. We are here. It would seem that COVID has hit the jackpot again, unfortunately, up and down and sideways. So there are a number of things. We put COVID at number one. I think he was last week. I'm looking back at the DGB Health podcast from last week, and it's all about vaccinations and the stuff, the new mutations.
The crystal ball was too accurate last week.
Yep, right, exactly. Anyway, you can always listen to our podcasts at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcast, because every weekend updates most of the things that are coming from the various journals, from the various bodies, journalistic journals sometimes, and you know the academics that are all a part of medicine and the researchers, et cetera, et cetera. So we start with a focus on COVID-19 vaccines and mothers who are pregnant. One would think that, well, I guess I don't know what to think about this, because there seems to be conflicting information as to whether or not the vaccines are good for young children. Right, so if they're not good for young children, they can't be good for babies in the womb. Can I make that conclusion or not?
Well, what's bad for babies in the womb is COVID-19.
Very bad.
Mm-hmm. And what we are learning is not bad for babies in the womb is the vaccine. It doesn't seem to pass to the baby. So this is a huge reassurance. A great concern early on about breastfeeding, whether the vaccine, its materials would be passed on to the newborn, whether the materials of the vaccine would be passed on in the womb to the child. And it seems like taking care of mom is very safe for the baby. And you want to take care of mom, because mom is very, very sensitive to the actual virus while she's pregnant. And a young person not pregnant becomes a very different person pregnant with regards to their sensitivity to COVID-19. And we need to be aggressive at taking care of that person so they don't get severe COVID-19. But we don't have to worry so much about the child, because they will not get any adverse reaction from protecting the mom.
I noticed there was a recent posting while we're talking about mothers who are pregnant, that children born through fertility treatments are not at a higher risk for cancer. I thought that was pretty interesting when you think about what we think about. Who thinks about that other than researchers? Why would you think to look at fertility treatments and cancer together? Don't you find sometimes the way these studies are done and what comes out of them is very interesting, unusual?
This one is not as odd as you might think. It's because in order to have a child from in vitro fertilization, there's a lot of stimulation of cell division that occurs. And that's why often you'll see multiple births in these settings. Why do we have more triplets around now than we ever have? Because of in vitro fertilization, the required treatments to make it a success. Certainly the fertility doctors don't, in their minds, consider it a success when there are multiple births. But there are more multiple births than we have had in the past before fertility doctors were getting involved. Certainly they're better at it today than they were when they first started doing these sorts of things, but they do occur. So if you're going to stimulate cell division, what is cancer? Cancer is uncontrolled cell division occurring much more frequently. So there's a theoretical possibility that you are going to have more cancer, but it is reassuring by what you've
mentioned. Isn't that brilliant? And I see, I never would have, I'm not a doctor, I don't think that way, but it does make perfect sense as you describe it. Now, let's stay with the baby theme for a moment here. I noticed that breastfed babies have healthier blood pressure. I don't know that that's anything other than a duh, but not a lot of people would think about it, I guess, until somebody thought about it. Let's study it, yeah?
Exactly. It's just another one of the many reasons why breastfeeding a child is a healthy thing to do. And in this study, you didn't have to breastfeed for months and months and months. It was even just a few days. And it turned out, this is out of the Journal of the American Heart Association, that that child had more improved, more healthy blood pressure numbers as a child than the other children who were not breastfed. And the feeling is, and these kids are going to be followed up for many years, hopefully, the feeling is that these kids, as adults and older adults, will have better blood pressures because their blood pressure was better controlled as a young child. And then this will lead to less heart attack, less strokes, less destruction of kidneys.
Yeah. All right. That's pretty important. Let's go back to vaccines for a moment, because there's been a lot of discussion this weekend about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and its impact against the Delta variant. There's discussion about a second dose. A lot of people stay away from Johnson & Johnson because of all the other trouble that they've had, the talc thing and all of the... I mean, I noticed this week there was a $28 billion settlement to end. I mean, you can imagine the money and all of this stuff.
How much did you get?
The talc. I didn't get any because I never used their talc. But anyway, all right. So let's hold on.
Very knowledgeable of it.
Well, that's because I've been watching. We've been talking a lot on our regular DJV program about Johnson & Johnson and their problems. And basically, why would you even take the vaccine? Because they have a long history of being a scurrilous company, and so is the vaccine any better than the rest of the things that are of ill repute? So let's get to that in a matter of moments here. Dr. Ken Crowdhouse, you can reach him at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400 for an online visit if you'd like, or go down there and see him. It's a wonderful town and a great place to go, although there are a lot of people who are wondering, should they go to Florida, which is something else that we ought to talk about, given what's going on with COVID down there. So we continue with Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen with some information, some product information about something, excuse me, that I'm happy to talk about, happy to endorse, because I know it works. And we're talking about Calitrin, the weight loss, the crash diet antidote, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, because it doesn't have any stimulants. It doesn't do any of the things that are so much a part of the weight loss schemes that you hear talked about. And they work. There's no question you can lose weight on most of these things. But then how do you keep the weight off? That's the $64 question, which you can ask in a private session, because when you go to toploss.com to take advantage of the fabulous things that they have in order to support you in losing weight and keeping it off, they have a great formula, including collagen protein, digestive enzymes, aloe vera, all natural, as I say, and that stuff all works together in a fabulous format to keep the weight off of you. Once you've lost it, you've gone to all that work, let's keep it off, shall we? Get the support you need from Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula, the natural way to keep the weight off. Go to their website, toploss.com, and buy the product. When you do, use the DJV code. You get 3-month supply free, plus free shipping. That's all at toploss.com. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $199.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Focus on the path. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I started a new hobby recently, mountain biking. And on an enjoyable 20-mile rails-to-trails path, I had the interesting encounter of going through some barriers that prevent cars from traveling the same path. And here's the lesson. My first time through these barriers, I went slowly, wondering if my bike was too wide or if I might hit them. But then it hit me, not the obstacles, but this insight. If I focus on the obstacles, I'll be much more likely to hit them. So instead, I started telling myself to focus on the path. And that's exactly what I did. What a great lesson for all of us in that. Instead of focusing on the obstacles that might be in the middle of the route to what you want, focus instead entirely on the path. For help along your path, visit Dr. Christian Conti.
Back to Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug. Well, I don't have a license, but it's fun to call yourself a doctor every once in a while. I used to do that when I signed up for the airlines. So I said I have a PhD, so I'm Dr. Stefan. Don't you have a PhD in research in addition to having an MD?
I plead guilty.
All right. Johnson & Johnson vaccine. What's the scoop? What should people be thinking who've had it? Do they need another dose? And what would happen if you had one J&J dose and you decided to get a second one, but you didn't want J&J, you took Pfizer or Moderna?
Well, you are on the cutting edge. First of all, you were a little, I think, hard on Johnson & Johnson because they've done some really good things over the years and currently, especially some of their cancer research lately. So they'll be totally hard on them.
All right, they have done
some good things. And separately is their vaccine. And big picture, right now, there's two types of vaccines approved in America. One is the so-called mRNA. This is the technology that's used. This is the new technology being used for the Moderna and the Pfizer. And then Johnson & Johnson, which has been just the one shot, uses the old adenovirus, the old technology that we've been using for a while to make things like the flu vaccine and some of the other vaccines for viruses that we are so accustomed to taking over the years. And the Johnson & Johnson has just been a one-shot deal. And it's worked pretty well against the original COVID-19 strain. But what we learned, especially this week, not to be too much of a surprise, as we predicted it last week, that it's less effective. The Johnson & Johnson, the old technology, is less effective against the Delta variant. And so much less effective that people are right now recommending that if you're going to use the Johnson & Johnson, you're probably going to need a second shot, or, as you were suggesting, a second shot with either Moderna or Pfizer, and that is, as we are speaking, being worked out what the policy should be. So as of now, I've had patients ask me, what would I do? If I have already been vaccinated. Back in December, I was in the first group, and I wonder, how my antibodies are doing. But I was in the first group. I had my second shot the first week of January. And at that time, the only thing that was available was Pfizer. And if I was going now, I would still pick Pfizer. But if you had it, Johnson & Johnson, you have to think about a booster.
All right, Johnson & Johnson requires a booster. So there's that. And now, certainly, I'll take under advisement because you're more familiar with all the Johnson & Johnson stuff. So you may be right. It may have been a little too tough on them. Back with more COVID focus and other things that are going on in research that will affect you and your health and your life here on DJV Health.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen. The COVID situation is something we're focused on. Are you following the Olympics, Ken? Do you pay attention to the competition that's starting this weekend?
Fortunately, I didn't lose tickets as a potential spectator.
Right.
I am aware that if you were planning on going, unfortunately, your heart was broken. And that a few of the, just like everyone else, Olympic athletes are humans and they're exposed and some of them are getting COVID. Can you imagine spending years training for the big Olympics?
Yeah. Right.
And you can't even go, but they're trying to do it without anybody in the, audience watching live. And that's going to be a unique experience.
So the question comes with regard to the Olympics about testing. How much testing is necessary? Because these athletes have been frequently screened. They are otherwise normal, healthy, and most of them have been vaccinated. If you have, there are certainly examples of people who have the vaccine, they're still getting sick. They're not getting as sick, but they are in some cases. So is there such a thing as too much testing?
Well, too much testing. If you have COVID, for example, let's say I know somebody who is diagnosed with COVID. Mm-hmm. They stay home 10 days and then they come back to work. The question is, can they only come back if they have a positive test? Well, the person who has COVID and then is ready to come back to work, that testing is worthless because they're probably going to be positive out to 3 months, but they're not infectious and they can't spread it because once you get COVID, even one of the variants, you're going to have genetic material of the virus in your body up to probably 3 months. So you're going to be testing positive for the test for the antigen up to possibly 3 months. So initially, when we were dealing with this, we were saying people should get a negative test before they come back to work. But we now know that that's not a feasible thing. It's not a good thing. We know after 10 days, unless you've had a severe COVID, but for mild and moderate COVID, after 10 days, the body mounts an antibody response. Whatever genetic material of the virus you're still extracting, holding on to your body, this material is not infectious. It can't cause disease. But if you do a test, your body's going to show positivity for genetic material of the virus. So the test will be positive, but you are not infectious, you are not contagious, and you're not spreading illness.
So what's the point of even testing, I guess? Well, that would be...
Well, this is only in the subgroup of people who already have known illness. So their test, they can't have a meaningful test for 3 months because they're not going to clear all the genetic material up to 3 months. But for somebody who's yet to have illness, the testing is crucial, very important.
Hmm. All right. Well, yeah, I get that. It's important if you haven't had the go. I just wondered about whether, because some people have these tests every week, one wonders if that's not overkill, especially if you've had the vaccine. You know, why would you keep getting yourself tested?
There is breakthrough. I mean, if you're going to visit great grandma and great grandpa, there is breakthrough. It's possible that even with these variants now that you can be infected even though you had a vaccine.
Got it. Okay. More on COVID and some other things we hope to be able to study for your benefit here in the next half hour of Dr. Ken appearing in this hour of DJV Health.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges, including HP. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details and 724.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General Merrick Garland traveled to Chicago after announcing a new initiative with the ATF to get illegal guns off the streets in five major cities.
We're going to try and mesh it up with grants for communities to, as I said, to prevent violence, to interrupt violence, and to provide the kind of relationship between the police and the community necessary to build trust.
Garland says gun traffickers bring guns into major cities and then sell them to gang members. There's no change in mask guidance from the CDC, even as cases of the coronavirus Delta variant are rising. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
We have consistently and repeatedly said, if you are unvaccinated, you need to be wearing a mask to protect yourself and others around you. And we need more people to get vaccinated to stop this pandemic.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The U.S. has conducted airstrikes against the Taliban to support Afghan forces, according to Pentagon spokesman John Kirby. During a press briefing, Kirby said that the U.S. has acted through airstrikes to support the Afghanis, but didn't provide any further details, aside from stating that the strikes did take place in the last several days. The announcement comes as the Taliban has claimed to have captured key locations in Afghanistan while U.S. troops withdraw from the region. The U.S. began its drawdown from Afghanistan in early May, and about 95% of troops are now withdrawn, prompting concern that the absence will provide the Taliban the opportunity to make territorial gains. On Wednesday, General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said the Taliban gained control of about half of Afghanistan's 420 districts, but noted that none of the nation's 34 capitals have been seized. Biden, in announcing the updated goal to complete the withdrawal by next month, said he trusts the Afghan military and doesn't believe a Taliban takeover is inevitable. He said it's up to the Afghans to make decisions about the future of their own country. The Justice Department has recovered funeral scrolls, manuscripts, and records taken from Jewish communities during World War II. Law enforcement learned that an auction house in Brooklyn was selling the manuscripts. Three additional artifacts are believed to be in Israel, with one more in upstate New York. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
After the hour now on the DGV Health Program for this weekend, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. We'll be doing Ask Dr. Ken later in this half hour. I'm always asking Dr. Ken, and I guess if I were to go back to what we were just talking about, the vaccinations, whether they work or they don't work, testing and all the things that are relative to it, what else do we need to know about this without being confused, Ken?
Well, this is the sad part. Unfortunately, I wish I didn't make everybody aware of, but you do need to know this. And this is the challenge, because nobody wants to hear about going backwards. Because in May, at the end of May and through June, we thought we were leaving COVID and it was going to be just a sad memory. But unfortunately, with the variants, especially the Delta variant that has come full force since July 4th to most of America, it's now a bit of a different illness, because even though half of us are fully vaccinated, there is breakthrough. Breakthrough is when a vaccinated person does get infected and gets illness. And fortunately, most of breakthrough has been a mild illness, but for people who are in the high-risk groups of people for severe COVID, there have been some severe breakthrough cases, people who are immunosuppressed, people who are obese, diabetic, have heart disease, have cancer. It is possible to have severe breakthrough, end up in the hospital. And in fact, I saw something just in New Jersey, a printout from their press in New Jersey, that 50 people have died in New Jersey who've been fully vaccinated already. And I'm sure every state has their group. I just saw that data last night, in fact. And the other concern about breakthrough is, even though most of the cases are mild, there still is long COVID. When you have breakthrough, long COVID or long haulers is this illness that goes on for months, many, many months, and has such symptoms as a rapid heartbeat, loss of your hair, inability to concentrate, pains in your joints, your muscles, difficulties controlling a normal temperature. This is so-called long COVID, long haulers. This is real. And in minimal or mild illness, you still get long haulers. And this is why we don't want to get breakthrough, because you can still get long COVID. And about 10% of people get long COVID with the original strain. And there's a thought, which we don't yet know, that actually long COVID may be more common with the Delta variant. That's just a hypothesis waiting to be studied as time goes on. Remember, this is a new disease. That's why each week we tell you new information. We're learning. And that's why you don't want to get infected with the variant, even after you've been vaccinated. And that's why there's this discussion that nobody wants to hear about going back to being masked when you're inside in with public.
Well, people aren't going to do it. That's it. I mean, I think in general, people will rebel against that. And
police
aren't going to enforce it, but,
Well, in Los Angeles passed it, mandated.
Yeah, right.
But
people are ignoring it. The police say they were not going to enforce that. And one of the things, maybe not the masking, but closing businesses down, people are just not going to do it. They see what the errors were in their ways from the first time around, and the way the economy sort of blew up. No, people aren't going to. I see them not doing it, frankly. I hear that from folks that listen to my programs every day. So,
I don't think in big numbers the public is going to be happy, but it's, and I'm not advocating it, but but I'm just reporting what's happening.
Yeah, no, I understand.
In Los Angeles, they've already mandated it.
Yeah, and people are ignoring the mandate. So what is that going to do for you? Get the shots. That's basically the bottom line. Get the shots and stop all of this foolishness. When I see the likes of Sean Hannity, and I don't mean this in a negative sense, but him going on the air and spending a whole segment talking about how you need to get the vaccine, and then right after him, the other turkey goes on Fox and says, oh, I'm not getting the vaccine. There's so much misinformation there, and there's so much fear-based thinking that it just seems to me, anyway, it just makes a whole heck of a lot of sense. All right, let's see. There's one other thing. Maybe one or two other things that have to do with COVID. You've been after me to use statin, and I have been using a low dose the connection between statin use and COVID. Apparently there is one.
Well, just out this week, PLOS One Medical Journal, we learned that people who have been on statins before COVID came onto the scene seem to have some added protection against severe COVID-19. And statins do a lot of things. They have anti-inflammatory responses, so it may be helpful in that manner. They also help to dramatically lower the risk of heart disease. Heart disease is a risk factor for severe COVID, or maybe after you do get some COVID, the heart works better. So there's many possibilities why the statins help to deal with severe COVID and survive severe COVID. The fact is, it seems like there is protection.
All right. I asked, there's a thing about children getting shots and stuff. I see there's a study this week, we'll talk about it in a moment, which finds a drop in drug prescribing for children, especially during this last year and a half. So we'll talk about why that might be and how does that play into prescribing children to get the vaccine. Do we need a special vaccine for them? Is the stuff that's on the market now too potent for a youngster, or do they even need it? Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here with a thought about the feeling you get when you step out of the shower into a fabulous, luxurious towel. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best MyPillow and the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology. It makes them highly absorbent. And they feel good. You know, you don't get that kind of soft feel that doesn't absorb any water. You get a 60-day money-back guarantee with all MyPillow products, so you can try them out. You don't like them, return them. Period. End of story. These towels are made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a number of colors. Every one of the MyPillow towel sets comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now, using the DJV code, you can get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, which usually is $110, for $40. How about that? And promo code DJV, you're at 66% savings. Pretty cool. Lots of other savings from 30-odd percent to 66 at MyPillow.com when you use the DJV promo code. Click on the Radio Listener Special Square after you've gone through the products in the catalog. You're going to buy this, and you're going to buy that, and you're going to buy something else. So get it all. Especially the MyPillows, that's where they got started. Sleep so much better with the Dream bed sheets and the pillows. They're all at great discounts as well. Remember, the deal is at $39.99 for this fabulous six-piece towel set at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV, if you please.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220. Attorney advertising. William Stepacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Grant, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale.
Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Back with Dr. Ken here, and our focus on these various things that are connected to COVID. I noticed that there's an American Academy of Pediatrics suggesting that students, as they go back to school this fall, should be universally masked. There are a lot of people, if they're over 2 years old, a lot of people say, no, this is just bad for children. Where do you come down on this? What do you think about wearing mandating masks for youngsters?
Boy, this is a tough one because I heard the experts debate this, and I'm certainly not a pediatrician and an expert in this area, but I heard a great debate from the experts, and there are experts on both sides here, people in important faculty positions in pediatrics who present the data. And there's data supporting both positions. We know that, and you probably have to do this on an individual basis, and you're going to get pushback in various different parts of the country. In parts of the country that have been very, very well vaccinated, then this is not an issue. If everybody was vaccinated, then we wouldn't even have to think about this for the kids. And in areas that are very, very well vaccinated, it's probably not an issue. In areas of the country where the people are not well vaccinated, then the kids probably would be helped by masks. Definitely when you're out on the soccer field, you don't need a mask. You know, we're talking about in areas of the country that are not well vaccinated inside. But definitely in classroom, the words of the experts debating this is that it's malpractice to have kids home right now for school come this fall. And the kids must be face-to-face for school. And then depending on how prevalent the virus is, how well vaccinated that part of the country is, you're going to have to make these decisions on a community by community, whether it makes any sense when the kids are in public to wear a mask. I mean, there's definitely downsides to it. There's socialization. There's a questionable study about whether they breathe in too much carbon dioxide. That study was trashed in this debate that I heard between the experts. But again, clearly this is not the best thing for their development, and you would hope that only minimal communities, but the big pediatric community, the leadership in academia of pediatrics just in the last week or so came through recommending uniformly masking for children. But I think you have to think this out based on the community, because the good news is there has not been a death in anyone under 18 from COVID who hasn't had any other associated problem, a serious medical problem, a serious issue that they were born with. But a normal child, and I'll use that word in quote, 18 and under, has not died from COVID-19. If you look specifically at the data, as the folks from Johns Hopkins have been screaming, thrashing the CDC for not doing, to look at it, and now under pressure the CDC has, and you can see that actually the deaths under age 18 from COVID occur in subgroups of children that have comorbidities, that is, they have other associated illnesses.
Well, you see all this stuff, you wonder about what the right thing. I have a grandson in Los Angeles going back. He's excited about going back to school. He was in kindergarten last year, first grade this year. He has not worn a mask. I don't know. It seems like we're sometimes just so wrapped up in this, we can't see the forest for the trees. There's a lot of stuff here that it just involves common sense, period, and we seem to have a lack of that. Coming up in a moment, questions for Dr. Ken here on DJV Health.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For questions for Dr. Ken, I'm Doug Steffen here with our weekly overview of important questions from some of the research that Ken has done, some of the questions that listeners have. For example, there is a, I like to always look at the Journal of the American Medical Association for clues. I see there's a new test that looks at those who might be at risk for glaucoma. Can we talk about what glaucoma is first, Ken? Different from cataracts, what is it that affects the vision in your eyes? And as you get older, what are you likely to confront? And what does this test show?
One of the important reasons to preserve for going on probably an annual basis to see an eye doctor for prevention is to let them measure the pressure in the eye, your intraocular pressure. And just like the, you know, cardiologists measure the blood pressure, the ophthalmologists measure the pressures in the eye, the so-called intraocular pressure. And when this goes up, it causes glaucoma, and that can, over time, ruin your vision. And it can be treated with medication, often with drops in the eyes, and it's very important to keep that intraocular pressure normal. And exciting, a breakthrough, it appears that there's a genetic test by testing either saliva or blood. It was announced this week, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the ophthalmology edition. Testing either saliva or blood and looking for these markers, you can actually determine who is at high risk. Most of the people who are at high risk for getting glaucoma. So these people can be screened even more aggressively. It's an exciting breakthrough. And talk to your eye doctor about it. They probably don't even yet know about it unless they've been involved in this research. But I think it's going to be coming to our local eye doctors in the near future.
Mm-hmm. What's the age that this affects? The early end, the lower end, people in their 40s, 50s? Yeah,
exactly. Beginning of middle age, it's good. You know, the eye doctor will begin to check you.
I still consider myself middle-aged. You?
Well, you have a unique definition.
Thank you. All right, next. What about what you eat? Can drinking certain things, eating certain things, lower your odds of getting COVID? Is this a question about the impact of your immune system? Because we all know that the better you eat, the stronger and supplements and stuff, the stronger your immune system. So how does this play with regard to the COVID?
Well, there's a publication this month in the medical journal Nutrients that actually look to see what people are doing in their lifestyle regarding their diet and doing better against COVID. And it looks like they've identified eating vegetables and drinking coffee seem to have some protective effect. This study was not powered to figure out the mechanism, just to make the observation. And we also know in medicine that a correlation is not necessarily cause and effect. There may be some other thing that people who eat a lot of vegetables, drink some coffee do that is protective. But nevertheless, it's an interesting observation. And a little bit of coffee seems to be better, but it can be too much. Still, stay under 400 milligrams of caffeine per day and you'll be fine. And just consume those vegetables.
I saw something that I thought I'd bring to your attention, a study suggesting that two-thirds of romantic couples start as friends. This is something psychological, but I think it also, if you're, more friends you have in your life, the healthier you're going to be. Is that a strong assumption that seems to have roots?
I saw that article, and I think that the authors found it a surprising conclusion in that study, feeling that most of us feel that our platonic relationships never get any further, that once we're in the friend zone, we're forever in the friend zone. But this academic study, scholarly study, shows that actually many of us come out of the friend zone and move to the more romantic zone from being friends. So if you still have that hope with that special friend of yours, this study shows keep the hope, because there really is a lot of hope.
Get the download every week, the DJV Health Show download, Dr. Ken and all of the things that he studies research-wise. If you miss anything, you can check out the website, djvhealthshow.com, and see listed in order all of the things that we've talked about with Ken and Jack. It's all there as a public service, at your service, and on your side. That's what we are here. Podcast at DJV Health Show or wherever you get your podcast. Dr. Ken and Doug at 59 past the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale.
Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.